so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
There's a little culture in there at the
yeah,
end.
Yeah, I was not sure what that was, but okay. Oh, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. It's Monday, and you heard the laugh. Malcolm Ballinger is here in the studio
Good
with me.
Good morning.
Ballinger Publishing, 850-437-1620. If you've got questions for Malcolm about any of the publications or any of the topics we discussed this morning, please text it in. Be part of the conversation.
I am in high spirits this morning.
I can tell. I can always tell he has a little skip in his step. What's going on?
We have a brand new Pensacola magazine.
I know. It looks beautiful,
by the
way.
But first.
Yes.
If we were on TV, we would have a breaking news thing scroll along the world.
Okay.
So we need some sort of a siren or noise.
Breaking news. Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Okay.
The pet contest has been so successful. We've had so many entries.
Yeah.
And we were still receiving them on Friday and Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
So we have extended the deadline.
Yay!
To Wednesday, 23rd. End of business on the 23rd.
Okay.
This is absolutely the very last. It has to be, because otherwise we can't get it to the printers on time.
Right. Okay. Well, I felt bad because I thought of it on Saturday. I went, oh, no, I missed the deadline. I had to get my picture of my little Amore in there. So I'm going to do this today.
Well, it was for you that we extended
it. Oh, I knew it. Okay, well, what do people have to do? And talk about it, because someone may have no idea what you're talking about. Maybe was on vacation last week and didn't hear about it.
I cannot imagine anybody in Northwest Florida hasn't heard of the pet contest. But
just in case.
If you were on Mars,
right? Okay.
Then very simple. Just take a picture, a photo of your high-res, I should say high-res, of your pet. And that can be dog, cat, alligator, snake, donkey, horse.
Iguana,
yes. Obviously, use a little imagination and make it different and cute. And also remember that it needs to fit on the front cover, which is 8.5 by 11.
So this photo, the winner, will be on the cover of the August issue.
The winner
issue.
Will be on the cover, yes.
Very cool. But no people in these pictures. Right?
No
people. Just the pets.
We don't want any people, no. This is all about pets.
Okay.
And every entry will be featured in the magazine.
See, I love that.
Every single one.
That's so cool.
And there'll be a first, second, and third. And of course, again, the winner will grace the front cover of Pensacola's premier magazine, Pensacola Magazine.
I think that's the coolest thing. How fun. Okay, where do you send the pictures?
Now, ask me whose idea it was.
Yours?
It was mine.
I'm not surprised. Mm. Well, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
I love the idea. I'm surprised you haven't done it before now, actually.
So am I.
Because you do the brides on the cover and you do other
Which
things.
Which is so successful for us. Yeah. I'm surprised, too. I don't know quite why it didn't occur to me.
Yeah, it's a great idea. So they send it into their pictures.
Well, the easiest way to do it is to go to bellingerpublishing.com.
Okay.
Or, of course, you can do this on your mobile phone, but it's probably better to do it on your desktop or your laptop. Scroll down, and then there's an announcement for the pet contest. You just click on it anywhere, and then the entry form comes up where you obviously download the picture, but also give a little explanation.
Your pet's name.
Pet's name. A little bit about the background and how wonderful they are.
That's easy.
Yeah. And well, we'll see what happens.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to play no part in the judgment of this.
Why is that? You should have a say in that. You're the publisher.
Well, you know, I have a few friends around town, and several of them have entered. And so I don't really want to be the one that says, you know, no, your picture isn't the winner. So I'm trying to stay above it. And
that's fair.
Let Kelly and Steph decide.
Okay, that's fair.
And they're probably a better judge than I anyway.
Well, that I'm not going to make a comment on. Well, this is very cool. So if you get, if you've got a photo of your pet, you can send it in. They could possibly be on the next cover of Pensacola Magazine. Send it to Ballinger Publishing. Go to BallingerPublishing.com, okay. Find the link, and send it in. And you've got till this Wednesday, end of business. Is that right?
5 o'clock, end of business on Wednesday the 23rd.
So do it now while you're thinking about it.
Yeah.
I love this. I can't wait to see them. I can't wait to see all the other pictures, too.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're going to be cute.
We've got some really cute. I must say the majority are dogs, as you might imagine.
Mm-hmm. Not surprising.
But several cats.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we've had a donkey yet. Or an iguana.
Mm-hmm.
And I've looked at...
Birds. A lot of people have birds, too.
Yeah, we haven't had a bird.
Yeah, because I know a couple. I have a friend that has two cockatiels and another friend that has a parrot.
Oh.
And they're beautiful to look at. I mean, they'd make a really cool cover.
Very colorful cover.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's out there now, so be sure and get your entry in. And if you have a question or anything that you'd like to check in with, this is Pep Talk with Malcolm Ballinger, Ballinger Publishing, 850-437-1620.
Yeah, please.
Okay.
Text in.
All right.
If I don't know, I'll make something up. And I have an opinion about everything. So.
That is true. That is very true.
Yes.
Well, I have an opinion. I think the front cover of this month's Pensacola Magazine looks pretty awesome. It's a food cover.
Looks good enough to eat.
Yes. I love it. It's beautiful.
This recipe is by my good friend, Chef Irv Jackson.
Oh, okay. Of course. I'm not surprised. It looks gorgeous. And this is a pie of some kind. Is it a peach pie? Is that what I'm looking at? Or a plum pie?
Yeah.
Or peach and a plum?
Peach and a plum.
Looks delicious.
And the actual recipe is inside, along with lots of others. I'm just going to...
Don't mind us. Yeah, we're looking at the magazine right now.
We're thumbing through the magazine.
So this is called Upside Down Peach Skillet Cake. So you actually make it's like a cake... It looks like a pie, but it's a cake in a skillet. That is so interesting.
Mm.
But it looks delicious. It's got a glaze and the plums and the peaches. It looks amazing. It's really good.
It says about 10 servings.
Yeah.
That's for everybody else, but for us, there's four.
Two. For us, there's two.
That's true.
What is this, 10 business? Forget that. Gee. Yeah, they've got some summer recipes in here. These salads look, a watermelon and feta salad. That looks amazing.
Yes.
I'm not very creative when it comes to salads, and then I'll go somewhere and we have a potluck, and people bring the most amazing salads. And this maybe I could take this recipe so next time I can bring something special. Because that looks really, really good. So where can you pick up a copy of Pensacola
Well,
Magazine?
Just about everywhere.
Because it's free.
Yes, just about everywhere. Local restaurants, places of business.
Okay.
Most doctor's office, you'll find a copy.
I saw one at Scenic 90 the other day when I was over there. So I said, ooh, it's the new magazine.
Joe Patty Seafood. We have a big rack house.
All the visitor centers, I believe, have them. Even the one on the beach has a stand. So you can get it there.
Also, Richie's East, if you pop in for a bottle of wine on the way home.
There you go. Okay.
We put hundreds of copies in there, and they all go.
Yeah. Okay, we're talking with Malcolm Ballinger of Ballinger Publishing on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, 850-437-1620. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back with Malcolm Ballinger. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, 850-437-1620. Chatting on this Monday morning with Malcolm Ballinger, Ballinger Publishing. We have the new issue of Pensacola Magazine, Culture and Lifestyle Magazine, and the theme is A Taste of Summer, with some incredible, looks like, recipes of salads and some, you know, so the kind of the lighter fare that you get at summertime. People are more creative with fruits, and it's really nice.
Well, I think many people have started to try and stay away from ultra-processed foods and things and eat more fresh. And so the recipes here are more about fresh fruit.
Well, that's pretty funny because today is National Junk Food Day.
Oh, okay.
Just so you know. But we'll counteract that.
Does that mean I can have a cheeseburger?
Yes, today is National Junk Food Day. Well, one of the things I like about the magazine, in addition to all these beautiful recipes that you're featuring this month, there's always an event calendar. And right now is the time for outdoor summer music. So it's just a reminder that we've got Bands on the Beach coming up tomorrow night. Our sister station, Cat Country, will be out there. And let's see, the date's the 22nd. 12-11 is the band for tomorrow night. You've got Bands on the Bayou, Bands on the Blackwater, Jams in the Sand. I mean, there's all kinds of places and ways that you could go out and take a chair and a cooler with you and enjoy some music and a sunset. It's just a lot of fun. There's so much to do here in Pensacola. But there really is. It's just, you've got the Blue Wahoos. You've got all kinds of wild. Like this Saturday, they had the Running of the Bulls. I don't know if you saw that.
Yes, I...
that cracks me up. I think that's a very cute idea.
Yes.
The roller derby team comes out dressed up like bulls, sort of, roller skates.
I did not participate this year, unfortunately.
I know, you said you have in the past.
Yeah, it's not so much the running of the bulls, it's more the walking of the bulls.
The walking of the bulls.
Yeah.
I love it, so cute. So they had that, it looked like they had a good day, pretty day, no rain in the morning, so...
Yes.
They had a good turnout for that, so that was this weekend. And I think gallery night was Friday night. I think it was a big turnout for that as well. So just there's so much to do here.
One of the greatest pleasures in life is to sit in a wonderful, lush garden and admire the beautiful flowers in the summer.
Oh, yes.
And so on page 18, excuse me, 19.
Okay.
Is lush landscapes.
Oh, look at these photographs. Oh, my goodness. Well, Bellengrath Gardens.
Yes.
You can never go wrong there any time of year. It's just so beautiful there. They do such a beautiful things for Christmas.
Yes.
Then they have the Mobile Botanical Gardens, Montgomery Botanical Gardens, New Orleans, all these different places. And, you know, it's kind of fun if you do a road trip for a day or just for the weekend.
Yes.
And just do the peaceful walking through the gardens.
They remind me a great deal of English gardens.
Oh, of course. Yes. Of course.
That is, again, I think it's one of the most relaxing things on a tough day is to just sit on one of those park benches.
Right.
And look at those beautiful array of flowers. It's very calming. And the bees and
butterflies.
Yeah.
Well, we have, of course, Mike Wiggins with the Garden Line. We've been talking, and he said that this has been interesting this year. Usually, we get the hummingbirds, but he was saying that he's only seen one this season, which is interesting because we usually get a time where we have a whole bunch of hummingbirds that come through.
I do know what there is plenty of, and I should call in and ask Mike about all the wasps.
Oh, really?
They are fiercely trying to colonize the outside of my house.
Really?
Yes.
That's interesting.
Also, Carrie, my girlfriend Carrie.
Hi, Carrie.
She always listens.
I know. Hi, Carrie. Shout out to
Carrie. Give her a mention. By the way, it's her birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yes, happy birthday.
Wow, that's fantastic. 29,
she
right?
She is. 29.
Yes,
we're
29.
We're
all 29 today. Awesome.
Well, I think maybe she made 39.
29, Malcolm. 29. Okay. Trust me on this.
Okay. But the wasps just swarm like crazy around both houses.
Huh.
I got the stuff to repel them, but they seem intent on making a home. Outside.
Well, you can call tomorrow. We'll have Mike in the guideline from 9 to 10 this time tomorrow.
Maybe there is something more natural that we can do to keep them away. Because, that toxic stuff that
you
spray
on. They build those big nests up in the rafters. Like in the porch.
Yeah.
Because I have a little nest that started recently.
Yes. I have some jasmine, which I've spoken to Mike about, beautiful jasmine. And I was just clipping it, and one jumped out and stung me on the finger.
Oh, no. And that hurts.
Yes, it does.
They're not fooling around.
So I wonder if the two are connected. We should ask Mike tomorrow.
That's a great question.
Yeah.
850-437-1620. Maybe you know the answer to that question. Or have you had wasps in your backyard as well? Interesting. So there's so much in this issue. It's definitely a summertime issue. Eat like a local. Some great ideas for where you can go and try just well-known local restaurants in the area. Then take another road. While you're taking the road trip to the gardens, and then you can stop somewhere and have a bite to eat. Make a day of it. I love the taste of summer. I love these salads that you have as part of the menus. And, of course, there's the events calendar, which is great because there's so much going on. So lots of things. We've got a show opening at Penn Arts this weekend. Super excited about that. It's a show about air guitar, which is kind of fun. So
sounds fascinating.
No, it's going to be a blast. Everything they do there is so fantastic. It's called Airness, and that's going to be from Thursday through Sunday. And I think they still have tickets available for that. So check that out if you can, if you're looking for something fun to do this weekend. What else have we got going on? Blue Angels will be practicing this week. So if you want to head out to the beach during the week, they're out there Wednesday practicing.
And there's an article about the grant recipients for Foo Foo Festival.
Oh,
it's always a huge event.
That's in November. Yeah. And we've got several. I know Pensacola Little Theater's doing a special special show, which is going to be a play on A Midsummer Night's Dream, which will be very interesting, kind of an interactive thing throughout the whole building. So that's going to be exciting to see. And then they have other events going on with Foo Foo
Symphony,
Festival.
The opera.
Mm-hmm. Very, very exciting.
Yes.
All right. Well, we have so much to look at. We're both completely absorbed in the magazine here, which is not fair. If you're in your car, you can't see it. So that means wherever you stop here in Pensacola, pick up this month's issue of Pensacola Magazine. You can also look at it online. They do have digital copies where you can stroll online in your phone. If you're sitting in a waiting room and, you know, looking for something to do, you can always check it out online as well. So we're going to take a quick break, and then we will be right back on News Radio 923 with Pep Talk. Good morning. It's Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Malcolm Ballinger is here with Ballinger Publishing. And if you're just joining us, just a reminder, pet contest has been extended. Go ahead, Malcolm.
Breaking news. To the 23rd. Close of business on the 23rd, which is Wednesday at 5 p.m.
Okay. And what do they need to do?
Just take a photo of your cute pet.
Mm-hmm.
Try and make it different and interesting. Imagine that you're looking at the front cover of our magazine, your pet on there.
At every store and all over Pensacola, I can have a picture of your baby right there when people walk in.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
Everybody in the world will know about your
pet.
Yes,
yeah. I think it's the coolest thing.
Maybe a bit of an exaggeration, but certainly everybody in Pensacola.
Absolutely. So think of something fun. I'm sure people will have their pets dressed up and all kinds of other things. No humans in the picture, though, so it has to be a pet.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, because I've seen pictures of people from weddings where they have their dog as the ring bearer.
Yeah.
Things like that. And the pictures are cute.
Yeah.
But no humans in these. This is going to be just the pets.
Yeah.
Just the pets.
Yes, because people are cute, of course, but the pet is cute. Some of them.
Who are you
referring to?
That's right.
And just get your entry in right today.
Okay.
Today is the 21st, so you have,
couple days.
You have 3 days.
Okay.
Take a very creative photo.
And have fun with it.
And again, it will be featured inside. Every photo entry will be included inside.
I love that. I think that's so much fun.
Mm.
That's great. So anything else happening with your other publications? Is Downtown Crowd is the out now, the July issue?
Yes.
That's out too?
Yeah, that's always out on the first of the month.
Mm-hmm.
And we are busy actually getting closer to the August edition here. Really.
Gosh, can you believe it's just flying by this summer?
Yeah, you get one out of the door and work on the next one.
That's the nature of publishing, right?
Yes, yeah.
Always a constant.
Yes.
We're out of time. It happens every time.
It goes so quickly.
I know. All right, well, get those pet photos in, ballingerpublishing.com. Anything else you want to mention before we go? Happy birthday.
Yes, happy birthday, Carrie.
All right.
That should win me some points. What do you think?
Definitely. You're leaving on a good note, my friend.
A good note.
Thanks so much for being here, Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back again right after the news.